You could say we've become reluctant friends. Despite me hating myself for it, worrying is my comfort blanket, and I'm utterly lost when I can't reach out and touch it. With my eyes still tightly closed, I begin to tingle with relief, remembering what it is I need to be worrying about. My father. Thoughts of my father fretting, pacing up, down, and around at the back of my mind are what were missing. And not in the usual loving daughter-to-father way. This would be way too simple for me. No, I am terrified that today, or tomorrow, or even the day after, I will hear from him again. Or worse, I'll come face to face with him. Isn't this so extraordinarily screwed? Jesus, doesn't this make me some kind of freak? Throwing off my duvet, I crawl to the edge of my bed to pull back one of the ceiling-to-floor curtains, a wonderful online bargain. It's all gelatinous grey slate shades the other side of the misted glass. Summer has bolted without so much as a goodbye. It may still be unseasonably warm during daylight, but the mornings are dark. No one should need to leave their bed in the dark. Dragging myself from warm bedclothes, I wander to the door for the light switch. Maybe I suffer with sad. It's fairly common, I read somewhere. Maybe a move to a warmer, brighter climate is the answer? From the corner of my eye, I spot the cashmere cardigan still in its box. Shuffling forward, I lift the cardigan from the Turkish Delight rose-tinted tissue paper, sliding my arms into sophisticated fibres to tie myself up like a fluffy present with a bow. It's surprisingly warm for something so ridiculously thin. Mark will not be so impressed. This latest gift most probably cost him a fortune, and here I am, doubling it up with faded pyjamas. Slipping feet into snuggly mule slippers, I leave the bedroom in search of coffee. It's not like I ask for these gifts, especially the expensive ones. In fact, if anything, they make me feel a touch cringy. Maybe this is just an unhelpful hang-up from my past, but even so, I still can't help but feel a sense of him trying to own me, his giving of gifts being his way of putting a territorial stamp on me. Or maybe just another screwed thought, Natalie. I stop in the narrow hallway, dividing my bedroom from the sitting room, to glance in the mirror. Do I need to wash my hair today, or can I get away with it? The problem with having dark, long hair is it doesn't work well with those dry shampoo things, making me look as though I've either a bad case of dandruff or that I'm prematurely aging. With a diet so poor, my hair has been squeezed of all natural shine. As I curl up, flicking through Instagram, only filling a small part of my sofa, niggling thoughts keep me drifting back to my conversation with Mark last night. He felt it may be time to formalise our relationship, and maybe I should consider moving into his flat full time. His flat, not mine. What with him being my landlord and therefore also everyone else's landlord in this one building, it would be highly inappropriate for him to live here, he emphasised. He hoped I understood and would see the sense. Which, of course, I do. I get it. Anyway, it would be equally uncomfortable for them, my neighbours in the remaining three flats, Mo, Daniel and Nigel, for Mark to shack up here. But the problem is, and this is the point, what Mark didn't and doesn't appreciate is, I don't want to move in with him. Full stop. End of. In fact, I can't imagine ever wanting to move in with anyone. When I relayed this to him, hoping he too would appreciate my reasoning, the hour's sulk that ensued indicated he didn't and doesn't. I cast my eyes over the kitten's soft cardigan. Maybe he'll ask for it back now. And here I am, dribbling coffee and shedding toast crumbs over it. The thing is, it wasn't until this silly thought of moving out, however fleeting it was, probably not even for an entire second, that I appreciated how fond I've become of my neighbours. What with me and Mo having the two top floor flats, and Nigel and Daniel occupying the ground floor flats, we've become quite the little family. Admittedly, a quirky, odd, okay, peculiar type of family, but then aren't all families like this? By far, Mo and I have the best flats, with far-reaching views over the Bay of St. Ives, the old Victorian fishing harbour.